Yes, good morning, everybody. It's that time of the week where we glance at what's happening in your local multiplex or your art house seminar, mainly the multiplex. And it is Movie Chatter with me, Darren. Hello. And in the studio, as ever, is the lovely Patricia Euphigenia Eloise Marr. You're right there.
Hello, sorry, I was trying to get the yawn out quickly.
I'm boring you already.
No, not at all.
20 seconds we've been going. I mean, I found out this week that when I do my Star Wars news, you play Sudoku. Can't believe that. I mean, I thought the Star Wars news was the bit of the show that you really, really got on board with.
It keeps your brain active, doesn't it?
What, Star Wars news? Yeah.
Oh, no, that's like it.
Okie dokie, it's
opposite effect.
Awkward. Okay, let's get some business out of the way first of all. Clip bait from last week for a movie prize pack. This was the clip.
Step out of the bathroom! Hands on your head.
You know that's the new IBM Selectric.
Put your hands on your head.
Change the print type in 5 seconds.
Shut up!
Pop out the ball.
Put your hands on your head! Put your hands!
You know, he's got over 200 checks here.
Hands on your head!
Drafting. He even has little payroll envelopes addressed to himself.
Put it down. Drop it!
Relax. You're late, all right? My name's Alan, Barry Allen, United States Secret Service. Your boy just tried to jump out the window. My partner has him in custody.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio is in a film called
Catch Me If You Can.
That's right. Well done to Jane and Lee's first one out of the hat this morning with the movie prize pack. Another movie prize pack up for grabs this week with some... I've got some interesting stuff this week coming as well that will be in that movie prize pack from, I think, the Divergent series. I know. But if you're a big fan of Divergent, then you might be happy with that. So that's on the way. But you need to tell me... What film is this clip from?
Hello. I'm Peter. Where are you from? Originally. All right. Okay. The usual stuff isn't working.
There you go. So what film is that from? Definitely a film that everybody's talking about at the moment. I'm not going to give any more clues away than that, because before I've given more clues than I should have done, I've even said the name of the film. At @radio_yorkshire.co.uk, we'll give you another chance to hear the clickbait clip a little bit later on as well. Let's start with some movie news. Patricia, what can you kick us off with?
Okay, Jake Johnson, who kind of found his fame in New Girl as Nick, and also the big drink swiller in Jurassic World.
Oh, right, I see. That's him with the Jurassic Park t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Right, gotcha.
He has joined the cast of The Mummy.
Oh, right, yes, so it's the Tom Cruise one.
Yes, which I didn't know it was Tom Cruise, and I thought, well, you'll be happy about that, but I'm not. Bring
Why?
Back Brendan Fraser.
No, Brendan Fraser looks all kind of weird now. He doesn't look right. He sort of aged, like, 50 years in about 5. He just looks wrong.
And Tom Cruise not aging since the age of 20 isn't wrong.
He looks perfect. He's a vision. I'm quite looking forward to Tom Cruise in a mummy film.
I think it'll be good. It's going to be a lady mummy, isn't it? It's going to be the girl from Kingsman who had the scary knife leg.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. I'm looking at Scary Knife Leg. Yeah,
that's the one.
I'm quite looking forward to this.
Yeah, it should be good.
I like the first Mummy film I liked. Then they sort of went downhill.
I love them all. Apart from, was it The Scorpion King?
That was the spin-off one.
That wasn't a great moment for anyone. Jay Johnson.
Yeah.
The role's been written for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's big.
Yeah, it's
big. Role written for you. No pressure, mate.
He's got, like, a unique sense of awkward humour, though, hasn't he?
I'm not really too au fait with his oeuvre. I've never watched New Girl, so
he's
I don't know.
He's a funny, funny man.
Some casting news. If you're watching any of the Geek Out yesterday, you'd have heard this. J.K. Simmons is going to be Justice League's Commissioner Gordon. Now, of course, we know J.K. Simmons from Whiplash, Oscar winner from last year, but certainly in the superhero world, he's J. Jonah Jameson, which is in Spider-Man. He's J. Jonah Jameson, the editor.
The newspaper editor.
Exactly. That's J.K. Simmons. He's J. Jonah Jameson. Yeah. So could he be anything else?
Parker.
I think it's going to be difficult. He's Commissioner Gordon now in the Justice League. They're going to be... Justice League Part 1 is scheduled to start shooting next month. And, of course, in that you've got Ben Affleck, Henry Cavill, Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, Aquaman, The Flash, Cyborg. So there's quite a few. Oh, yeah. And then, of course, you've got films of these all coming out as well. Oh, yeah. So the first one will be out November 17 next year, 2017. November 17, 2017 for the first part of Justice League. The first, second part following in 2019. And before that, though, of course, March 25th this year, Dawn of Justice, Batman versus Superman. So that's it. It's all linked. It's all linked.
So they both survive.
Yeah, of course they will. Of course they will. They're, you know, really, Batman is not going to be able to beat Superman. Think about it. Superman is impervious. He's a god. He's an alien. He ain't going to be beaten by Batman.
True.
Come on.
True.
So, J.K. Simmons, Justice League Commissioner Gordon, good news. What else you got?
Sacha Baron Cohen's been talking about why he left the Freddie Mercury biopic.
Oh, right, okay.
It was. He was talking to the producer of the film and some of the members of the band, because I believe Brian May's producing it.
That's right, yeah.
And he said, what's going to happen with the story? And they said, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to end in the middle. Freddie's going to die. It's going to be amazing. And
right.
He's a bit like, oh. And then they said, and then the band go from strength to strength. So Sacha Baron Cohen said, no one's going to go and see the film if Freddie doesn't die at the end, and the band go from strength to strength.
Yeah.
He said he hasn't revealed which band member it is, but he said Brian May is a great musician, a great man, but a bad director, a poor director. But who else could has the physicality
perfect
of
casting,
Freddie?
Wasn't it?
He can even sing.
Yeah, it's perfect casting. It's a real shame that we're not going to be able to get to see that. Maybe he should do one on his own.
Maybe.
That would be
probably
awful,
offend everyone and hide in horrible places.
Yeah, we do not want to see that. Have you seen Grimsby yet?
Helen O'Hara put me off.
One star review. Now, J.K. Rowling has been exploring new causes of Harry Potter for a while now, the different worlds, and the expanded universe. Of course, we're going to get to see it very shortly. The first film of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It's a trilogy of that, apparently. So that's happening. And that's later on in the year. But Rowling's released stories on the Pottermore site yesterday, which is all about the history of magic in North America. So if you are a bit of a Harry Potter
she's
geek...
Brave.
Yeah, and apparently she's... basically, it's an exploration of Native American skinwalkers.
Okay.
How the Salem witch trials played a part in forming the country's national identity, and the Magical Congress of the United States of America, which is the state equivalent of the Ministry of Magic. So it's like she's put this whole backstory... So if you're a big Potter nut, you're going to need to go onto the Pottermore site, and it's all there for you to read now. So there's new J.K. Rowling Harry Potter universe stuff on there for you. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of people very happy about that. I will have a look a little bit later on. A little bit excited. Kat, what else have you got?
I have some intriguing news.
Okay, go on.
So Adam Sandler and Ben Stiller are teaming up for a film.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler hasn't had much luck in the past year. So he had The Cobbler, Ridiculous Six, the Netflix film?
Yeah, that was awful.
And even audiences haven't been too kind, when usually, you know, he's running away with bags of money.
Mm.
But it is with Noah Baumbach, who worked with him on Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, right. No, that's the one film that everybody says...
Exactly.
Even Mark Kermode says, I still hold out hope for Adam Sandler after Punch Drunk Love.
It's going to have Dustin Hoffman, who seems to be in every film with Adam Sandler at the moment, Emma Thompson. They're going to be playing their parents, and Emma Thompson's going to be a passive-aggressive alcoholic.
Nice.
And the title's called Yen Din Ka Kissa, which translates as The Story of the Day from Hindi.
That sounds lovely. I'm not holding out much hope. Nice. It's Adam Sandler. Come on, let's be fair. I've got one more piece of news for you. And of course, last week we saw the Ghostbusters trailer. I'm going to reserve more judgment until it comes out, but I wasn't like over enamoured by the trailer itself. But it looks like, if you're not happy with the new Ghostbusters movie, do not fear. There's an animated one coming as well. One of the planned Ghostbusters movies that Sony has on its roster is a brand new animated feature set to be produced by Ivan Reitman, who originally directed the first Ghostbusters film, and the second one as well. He's putting the feature together over at Sony, and the film has now got its director, Fletcher Moulds, is going to make his feature directorial debut on the Ghostbusters animated production. He directed the Clash of the Clans commercials that you see on TV and in the cinema at the moment. I don't know. Is it going to be like the real Ghostbusters? We don't know. But any more news on that and we'll bring it to you. there is no more... Oh, no, there is some more news, isn't there? Yeah. Sudoku pens at the ready. It's Star Wars news! And with production underway on Star Wars Episode 8, brace yourselves for many months of fresh rumours, 21 months to be exact. One particular topic, though, is what's it going to be called? Now, there are a few rumourings about this. First up, this is circulating the internet, Star Wars Episode 8, Tale of the Jedi Temple.
I thought you said you didn't want any of the.
Yeah, I don't want an of the in there. That's come from somewhere in Reddit, apparently. Apparently, if we're to be believed, we're going to find out the title on the 4th of May, which is, of course, Star Wars Day. A Croatian fan site, though, claims to have unearthed some scoop on another title, claiming it will be Star Wars The Order of the Dark Side. That sounds horrendous.
That's very Harry Pottery.
Oh, it's awful. The Order of the Dark Side. No. So we'll find out. We'll find out, hopefully, May 4th. But that's all the Star Wars news for today, isn't it?
I've got some Star Wars news.
Yeah, get in there.
I think you might already know it.
Go on, then.
Chewie, a.k.a. Chewbacca.
Yeah?
He's going to be in the Han Solo spin-off movie.
Say what? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic news, Catricia.
Disney boss Bob Iger was talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is the one that's being written by the Lego movie chaps, isn't it? Phil Lord.
They're
in charge of it. I'm very excited about this. This is good. So we're going to hear more of that in the Han Solo movie. Look at you with your Star Wars news.
I hate myself.
No, you don't. You absolutely love it. So there you go. There's your Star Wars news for today. Now let's look at something that's out in the cinemas right at the moment that you've been to see over the weekend.
Yes.
Hail Caesar, the new movie from the Coen brothers, starring George Clooney and a great cast. Kat, what do you think?
It was fantabulous.
There we go. That's your review of... all right. Oh, you got more. Okay.
It was about Eddie Mannix, who's played by Josh Brolin, who's a Hollywood fixer. And he goes around all these big film stars who are quite obviously based on some of the stars from the past.
Oh, really?
So Scarlett Johansson, I hadn't come across her, but the person she's based on, Esther Williams. But since done a little bit of research, she was a synchronized swimmer, dancer, singer.
Yeah.
He has to try and fix her life after she becomes pregnant.
Okay.
And you get to see all this behind the scenes, Hollywood 1940s, 50s glamour. There's dancing, there's singing. Channing Tatum learnt to tap dance for it. And I think it's an 8-minute sequence. That's really good.
Wow.
people might be concerned there's too many characters because it is. It's Scarlett Johansson, it's Ralph Fiennes,
the Clooney,
Jonah Hill, Tilda Swinton times two. Everybody. But it is great because Josh Brolin pops in and out of their lives. There's people that kind of stay, and there's a guy who is absolutely going to be the new Oscar Isaacs.
Really?
Yes. His name is Alden Ehrenreich, and he plays Hobie Doyle, who is this gunslinging Western cowboy guy.
Uh-huh.
And he learnt to lasso for the role as well. And
oh, right.
He was jumping onto trees from horses and all sorts. And the studio decide they want to change his image. So he can't really act and he can't really dictate, but they put him into this period piece, and then he has to kind of adapt to that. And it's all about the panic of the Cold War and stuff like that. And it's very good. It's very, very good. I smiled the whole way through. I've never smiled the whole way through a film.
Oh, well, that is good, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think everyone in the cinema was laughing. It wasn't always belly laughs. It was kind of like knowing laughs, like, this is really good. It's just a treat. That's the only way I can describe
it. A treat.
Yeah.
It's a treat. See, there's a strapline that would be on the side of a bus. Katmar, it's a treat.
It's a treat. I think, like, George Clooney's just picks great roles now.
Yeah.
I can't think of a film I haven't liked him in ages.
I'm intrigued. I do want to go and see it. I'm also very, very intrigued about another new movie that's out this week. It's a brand new one. Third in the trilogy. Who thought you'd be saying that? Kung Fu Panda 3. It's out this week.
Master Shifu? Good time? Bad time?
Time is an illusion. There is only the now.
So now's a good time?
Oh. You must take the next step on your journey from warrior to teacher.
But I'm no good at it.
Oh, no! It's the dragon teacher! He's so handsome!
What? Oh? Oh, hey, Dad. What's up?
You're terrible at it.
Who are you?
I'm looking for my son.
Dad?
Give your old man a hug!
How do we know he's even related to you?
Look at that!
Come with me. There's a secret panda village in the mountains.
Whoa.
Welcome home, son.
You look just like me, but a baby. You're like me, but old.
Oh, he's adorable!
The Master of Pain, Beast of Vengeance, Maker of Widows.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I used to work with Oogway.
Oh, Master Oogway!
Silence!
I attacked the valley. It's all gone. Now he's coming for the pandas. You must teach them to fight.
I am ready.
I'm gonna turn you into Kung Fu Masters.
Hi!
Nobody said this was gonna be easy.
Get ready to dance with danger.
Enemies of justice, prepare for war.
Are you kidding me?
You must be the dragon warrior.
How about you spare me the chit chat?
I'm going to take your
chit chat
in the
chitty chitty chat chat in... chat chat chat
in the
chit chat.
Gotta get in there.
But Master Shifu,
you're seriously afraid? Even Master Chicken's going in there. And he's a chicken.
I am your father.
What?
I am your father. What's with all the stairs?
There you go, Kung Fu Panda 3. It's out there. A little Star Wars reference at the end there.
Yeah, you look great, very excited.
Always excited. Yes, Kung Fu Panda 3. I think I might take Isabel to see that. I think she'd enjoy that.
Yeah, I think she'd like it.
Yeah. Now, you've got a bit of information as well. Isabel's really into The Lion King at the moment.
Yes. One of my friends was buying something in HMV.
Yeah.
The man in front of him bought 50 copies of The Lion King on
50.
Yes.
Why would...
The only thing I can think...
Yeah.
...is that Disney are going to suspend the sales licence and he's going to go to eBay and be laughing all the way to the PayPal bank.
Well, yeah, that's if you want it on DVD, but I'm sure you could just download it from Disney.
What, if they take it
on
Netflix?
Oh, well, that's a good point. Or Now TV if they take it off of there.
But how weird is that?
That is really strange. 50 copies.
Yeah. And he's being really very generous and wants to enlighten the children of Leeds.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's nice. Maybe it's a nice thing. I don't know. If you know why someone's bought 50 copies of The Lion King, at @radio_Yorkshire, studio at radioyorkshire.co.uk. So look at some TV movies this week then, Kat. I'm going for Thursday, 9 o'clock, film four, Black Hawk Down.
I've never seen it.
This is really good. And it's directed by Ridley Scott. It's got a bit of Ewan McGregor in there. It's all about this disastrous 1993 Battle of Mogadishu in Somalia. It's got a bit of flag waving pro American militarism in there.
Standard.
But it's really good. It's really, really good. And Ridley Scott does an amazing job with this. So well worth watching. 9 o'clock Thursday, film four, Black Hawk Down. What are you going for, first of all, Kat?
Saturday, film four, Sightseers, about a couple who like to go caravanning and looking around the countryside, and then they go on a killing spree. It's a black comedy.
Okay.
It's got Alice Lowe in it and Steve Oram, and they are like kind of the who's who of British comedy. So she broke out in, what's it, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place and stuff like that, and Horrible Histories.
Oh, yes, of course.
And
of course.
The tagline is Death Has a Ginger Beard. So that's on it. 35. Minutes past midnight.
I'm going for today. In fact, all mine have come from film four this week. And I'm going for film four on Friday, 10:45, Kill List. This is Ben Wheatley's, I think it's third film or second or third film. And it's all about this hitman with money worries, and he's persuaded by his old partner to take on a job. But then the client presents them with three targets. And when they go about their work, things are a little bit more disturbing than they thought. So I'm going to leave that with you. It's brilliant. It's absolutely a British film. It's absolutely superb. It's scary as hell. I would possibly call it a horror. I don't know. I'd possibly call it a horror. It's called Kill List. And it's on Film 4 Friday at 10:45. Excellent film.
Who's in it? I believe I've heard a review of it.
In it, Neil Maskell, Michael Smiley and Mianna Burring. They're the English sort of actors that you would have seen in other things.
Yeah.
You may not know their names.
The Bill?
But you definitely know their faces. Oh, Holby City, The Bill, The Lot.
Dream
Team. Oh, yeah, they've been in all of that. What's next for you?
I'm going Buddy Cop.
Oh, right, yeah.
Two Guns. Denzel Washington, Mark Wahlberg. Film 4, 9 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
It's so good. It's just all the codes and conventions of a buddy cop film.
My last one's on Film 4, Sunday, midnight 20, Sunday morning, which is Saturday night, and it's, of course, Kick-Ass. From 2009, based on the graphic novel by Mark Miller, director Matthew Vaughan's cutting-edge adaptation. This is really, really good. Nicolas Cage is just excellent in it. He's almost doing an Adam West in Batman impression throughout the film. But if you've not seen it, Chloe Moretz is brilliant as Hit Girl. It's just really, really worth seeing. And I love this film. It's great.
Yeah, I do. It was my last pick as well.
Was it really?
Yeah, that's why I went to
high five. High five, high five, high five. I just bashed the microphone there.
Oh,
so there we go. There's your picks of the movies for this week. Don't forget, of course, to enter Clickbait for this week for another movie prize pack. You just need to tell us, what film is this clip from?
Hello. I'm Peter. Where are you from? Originally.
Shh.
All right. Okay. The usual stuff isn't working.
Usual stuff isn't working. What film's that from? @radio_Yorkshire, studio at radioyorkshire.co.uk. That's it for movies. There'll be a TV version up a little bit later on today, so enjoy that one. Until next week, Katricia, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.